Good morning, everybody. We will start with the invocation. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the messengers, the spirit of guidance. The Native Americans of the Navajo tribe say, that there are three kinds of peace. The first peace, the most important, is that which enters into the soul of man when man realizes the kinship and the harmony with the universe. And when he knows that at the center of the world, the great mystery dwells. And this center is indeed everywhere. It is in each one of us. This is the real peace. All others are merely reflections of it. The second peace is that which is made between individuals. And the third peace is that between nations. But But above all, you should see that there can never be peace between nations. Unless there is the first peace. Which dwells within the soul. Murshid says, peace is the longing of our soul. Not necessarily rest or comfort. Much greater than that. Peace is something that relieves every atom of our body and mind from stress. It is a kind of relief, a kind of upliftment. It is something which cannot be compared with an earthly experience. It is like being raised to the higher spheres where a person really experiences peace. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, peace, salam, is one of the names of God. Which he made manifest on earth. So spread it among yourselves. I would like to invite you to intone the wasifa Ya Salam and Ya Ahad. Ahad, the one, the oneness. Ya Salam, Ya Ahad, 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 Ya Salam, Ya Ahad. Ya Salam, Ya Ahad, Ya Salam, Ya Ahad. And now in the thicker, inhaling Salam, exhaling Ahad. Amen. At the moment, we are worried about the peace between nations. We are longing for peace and we pray for it. There is a verse in the Quran that assures us that God is close to us and hears our requests and prayers. It reads as follows. God says to Muhammad, "When my servants ask you about me, tell them I am quite near. I hear and answer the call of the caller. Whenever he calls me, let them listen to my call and believe in me. Perhaps they will be guided aright. And Murshid says, there is an answer to every call. Those who call on God, to them God comes. And the verse in the Quran has two names of God I want to repeat with you. The one is Ya Qarib, the one who is near to us, and Ya Mujib, the one who is answering our prayers. Qarib is Q-A-R-I-B. The second one is Ya Mujib. M-U-G-I-B. The one who is answering. Ya Qarib, Ya Mujib, 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 Ya Qarib, Ya Mujib. And now in the thicker, Qarib inhaling, Mujib exhaling. Amen. I would like to read now the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it's in giving that we receive. And it's in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it's in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. For the rest of the time, we will listen to this prayer song by a singer.
Faith.